So, good evening, everyone. I'm broadcasting live February 4th, 2016. Today's quote is interesting. I had to read it a few times before I actually got a sense of what it means. Still, I don't have it completely. Translation's a little bit weird. So let's break it up. Concerning those internal things, I'm not convinced that's a very good translation. Angang. Yeah, I'd get rid of the word those, because I don't really understand it. Don't think it's a part of the actual text. It's much simpler than it's actually written. So, se kasa bhikkhave bhikkhuno appattamanasassa manasassa. Seka, it's talking about a seka, a learner, one who is still in training. So there are two kinds of monks. There are the seka and, or two kinds of Buddhists, seka and aseka. Actually, I guess it's two kinds of enlightened beings, really. Seka is someone who still is in training. Sikati, one who trains. Seka is one who is trained. Sikha is the training, Seka is one who trains. So it's just a standard description of someone who's still striving. And then we have appattamana manasassa anuttarang yoga kemam. Pattayamanasa. One whose mind has not attained supreme freedom from yoga. One who doesn't practice yoga, no. No, supreme freedom from yoga. Yoga is a bind, a bond. Something that keeps you tied. Something that keeps you stuck. So to attain supreme freedom from bondage. Then there's this funny thing about internal things. I read it as one who dwells and then something about having made, who dwells having made internal that which is inside. I don't get it, my Pali's not good enough. I think it means focusing on internal things. One who dwells focusing on internal things. And it just says there's one thing, there's no other thing that is more useful than yoniso manasikara. Again, a very common Buddhist term that you almost don't want to translate, but he translates as giving close attention. Giving close attention to the mind. Not quite how I would put it. Yoniso means, yoni is actually means womb. The source or the womb. So what it means is keeping things in mind, keeping the sources of things in mind, or getting to the source of things. analyzing things from a point of view of their source. So it can be used intellectually, it's usually not. It's usually used in terms of describing meditation. It's a really good description. Because insight meditation is all about getting to the source of things. This is why we have this word that we use to remind ourselves. To get to the yoni. To get to the source. Because normally when we experience things, we create so much more out of them. That's all on a conceptual and abstract plane. And we get stuck on this abstract plane that ends up being quite removed from reality. Removed from the source. So yoniso manasikara is about returning to the source of things. Nanimitta gahi nanu bhyanjana gahi. Not grasping at the particulars, not grasping at the signs. Nimitta is the sign, so when you see a flower, the sign of the flower is what makes you think it's a flower. When you hear a car, the sign of the car is what makes you think of it as a car. Sign, anubhyanjana, are the different characteristics. Is it good or bad, or beautiful or ugly, or sweet or sour? So the characteristics that we don't cling to. We get to the source. When you hear a car, the truth of it is the sound. The source of it is the sound. So the Buddha says this is the one thing that allows us, if there's nothing, if you take nothing else, just have yoniso manasikara. Then there's a nice verse that comes after it. Yoniso manasikaro dhammo se kassa bhikkhuno. Yoniso manasikara is the dhamma for a bhikkhu in training. Natanyo evang bahukaro uttamattasapattiya. Natanyo, there is no other dhamma that is of such great benefit, that does so much as this for the attainment of the highest benefit or the highest goal. Yoni so pandahang bhikkhu, for a bhikkhu who strives for the source. Very clear instruction. Get to the source of things. It doesn't mean go back to their causes in the past or so on. Get to the source of the present. Like when you say to yourself, pain, pain. You're with the source of the pain, hearing. You're at the real, true source of the experience. Kayang dukkhasa papune. The destruction or the end of dukkha, the end of suffering, papune, they reach. He reaches. Papune, not sure about that one. Papune. It means attain, I just don't know the tense. I think it means he reach. Yeah, here we are. Would reach. It's Bapune's potential. So a simple but very powerful teaching. Good to explain it. To be clear about what it means. This is the quote, the translation's not ideal. It's not close attention to the mind. It's not the mind, it's the objects that the mind keeps close attention to. the mind, not just close attention, but attention to the source, yoniso. Yoniso paddhang bhikkhu. A bhikkhu who strives for the source, or sticks to the source, doesn't get caught up in extrapolation or judgment or reaction. It's amazing how it changes your outlook. Just teaching students at the university, tomorrow again I'll be teaching, just give people a 5-minute meditation lesson. You can show them something that they've never seen before. Open a door that they've never even knew was there. I've been teaching hour-long sessions, and people say how they never realized their mind was so chaotic or so messed up through not meditating. Teach a course on the internet. I've been teaching courses on the internet, and people who I don't know say that, people who I've never met in person say they've changed their life through meditation. And now we have 3 meditators here who are really on the Seika path here in our house, who are doing real intensive meditation, practicing many hours a day. All of this is the good work, the best part of Buddhism, best part of the Buddha's teaching. This is called doing the Buddha's work. Like in other religions, they have the Lord's work or so on. We have the Buddha's work. Anyway, so that's our Dhamma drop for today. Thank you all for tuning in. Wishing you all the best in your practice. Good night.